Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G. It's Thursday, September 7th. Gigafactory Mexico might be coming online a bit later than expected, according to supplier sources. Tesla has talked about building the factory in record time, with hope of beating Gigafactory Shanghai's timeline of 9 months between groundbreaking and production. However, groundbreaking for Mexico has yet to come. But now a new report from Mexico's Reforma suggests that Tesla might not be able to start production until 2026 or even 2027. They're basing this on supplier sources. One Chinese supplier source said that they were recently told to wait on their plan to set up supporting production in Mexico. The Mexican publication also consulted with a Danish engineering consultancy to estimate the timeline of production based on local permitting process, and that firm estimated production to start in 2027. Now, sourcing on this report is rather limited, so at Electrek, we take it with a grain of salt, at least for now. Tesla has announced a Gigafactory Shanghai has produced its 2 millionth electric vehicle, making it the most productive EV factory in the world. It took Tesla 33 months to build its first million EVs at the Shanghai plant, but only 13 months to get to the second million. Song Gong, the senior director of manufacturing at Tesla Shanghai, acknowledged that the impressive production ramp at the factory is partly attributed to the location in Shanghai's pilot free trade zone. Now, the news confirms that the factory is very close to an annual production capacity of 1 million electric vehicles, which is quite unheard of for a factory exclusively producing full-sized electric vehicles. Crazy. Tesla revealed the Model 3 Highland refresh last week with a lot of features that were expected, but one oft-requested feature was missing until now. Tesla has updated the Model 3 owner's manual in the European Union, which shows that a genuine blind spot indicator is included with the vehicle. The indicator is located inside the speaker grille next to the A-pillar, and we have no indication that Tesla has added any new sensors to the vehicle quite yet, so it seems likely that they're just using the car's autopilot cameras to detect cars, which totally makes sense. Now, so far, this is the only Tesla to have a blind spot indicator. We don't know if this feature will come to any other cars anytime soon, or if it will just stay on the models that are refreshed, and perhaps more will be included, like the Model Y. A Tesla Cybertruck labeled as a RC engineering prototype has been spotted supercharging in Las Vegas. In software, RC usually stands for Release Candidate, and it's used to designate an internal build of the software that is basically the final internal version before release. It's further along than the alpha and beta versions would be. Now in the video, we can see that the truck has several wires and sensors attached. Two are tapped to the vehicle near the charging port, which makes sense if they're testing supercharging, and one of them runs between the tow hitch and the rear passenger window. In the charger stall, the truck takes up a large portion, which is expected, but also noted was that the charger cable had far less slack, having to reach to the truck's charging port. Now this time it didn't seem rough, but we are led to wonder what would happen if a crowded station was the only option for a Cybertruck to charge. Now luckily, the version 4 supercharger is rolling out, and one major improvement is that it comes with longer cables. Instead of the short cables on the previous versions, the version 4 looks like it includes a 10-foot long cable. Speaking of Tesla chargers, Tesla has secured a deal to deploy up to 20,000 universal wall connectors, which is the automaker's clever new charging station, and they're going to do this at 2,000 Hilton Hotel locations. The new Level 2 charger is equipped with an NACS connector to charge Tesla vehicles and upcoming EVs from other automakers who are adopting the standard. It can technically charge all electric vehicles in North America with the right adapter, which makes perfect Level 2 chargers for overnight hotel stays. Tesla has already had a deal with Hilton, which was announced back in 2017, and this was to install 200 chargers. But this deal should move things along quite a bit. The deployment of the new chargers at the Hilton locations is expected to start next year. Honda has announced that it will adopt the Tesla-designed NACS connector in their electric vehicles for North America. A Japanese automaker already had signaled the move to NACS, but now it has secured a deal with Tesla to do so. The news isn't terribly surprising, not only that, but considering that Honda's electric vehicles are being made on GM's Ultium platform, in which GM was the first automaker to announce a change. Well, actually, they were the first major automaker. The first one, aside from Tesla, of course, was Aptera. The stock price of Mullen Automotive has hit an all-time low following the delisting determination sent by the NASDAQ stock market. This for the company failing to maintain a minimum bid price of $1. Now, this news comes as the latest blow to a company that has been consistently sparring with financial firms and analysts and now is fighting to be listed or to maintain to be listed altogether. Mullen Automotive is a Southern California-based EV startup, which is actually approaching a 10-year anniversary, but they are still working to bring their first passenger EV to market. In the last while, Mullen has been announcing deals and acquisitions at an alarming rate. Mullen claimed a majority stake in Bollinger Motors in their commercial EV business, and they vowed to resurrect Bollinger's ill-fated B1 and B2 electric trucks. This was quickly followed by the acquisition of another commercial EV startup called Elms, or Electric Last Mile Solutions. They got all their assets, including a Class 3 truck, which recently went into production in Mississippi. Then, last April, they made a partnership with EVT, a company itself with a speckled past. Now, for Mullen Automotive to be delisted from the stock exchange, it's normally the last nail in the coffin for automakers at the very least, and very likely businesses in general. Unless Mullen has an ace in the hole or an investor on the wings, could be curtains for the Mullen team. General Motors is recalling certain charging cords given to 2022 and 23 Chevy Bolt EUV buyers, this over the risk of being shocked. The recall affects nearly 10,000 charging cables in the U.S. provided as part of a package. In brief, the software is not compatible with the hardware. As a result, if the cable loses its ground connection, the Bolt EUV drivers run the risk of, quote, a very brief electrical shock. General Motors detailed a 1/40th of a second shock in limited circumstances. Those who own an impacted Chevy Bolt EUV will be notified by the recall in email, and you can check out some resources on our site, electrek.co. Electrek reviews the Nissan Ariya. Although the vehicle has been out for some time, the electric crossover does prove that Nissan is still in the EV game. You can read the full version with photos and video on our site, but the conclusion reads, quote, I really like the Nissan Ariya, and if it came out just a year earlier, I probably would have bought one. The amazing interior is a joy to spend time in, and the road-tailored all-wheel drive is inspiring and comfortable, and there are no glaring omissions or problems. I think the Ariya is a safe choice for those looking to go electric for the first time. Indeed, Nissan has made a safe bet in designing the crossover and put some great attention where it could make an impact. Audi e-tron or Jaguar I-Pace owners won't be trading in anytime soon, but Nissan Leaf owners with 30 miles of range left on their prematurely degraded battery packs really should. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Mr. Hot Stuff says, YouTube is very actively hiding your channel today, only letting in January 28th videos show up on multi-tries. YouTube Premium has knocked you off of TV search. What's up with that? I look forward to your dailies. Well, thank you, Mr. Hot Stuff. The best way to stay informed is to subscribe, and if you want YouTube to pester you each time a video comes out, you can activate the bell icon to be notified directly. Generally, I don't recommend that, but if it's really important to you, then you go right ahead. YouTube's algorithm is a mystery, and many times I think YouTube doesn't understand it at all, and us in the community, the creator community, are left to guess and wonder what's really going on. But at any rate, thank you for watching Quick Charge today. Hopefully I'll see you, not tomorrow because that's Friday, Saturday. Hopefully I see you Saturday. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.